Looks can be deceiving. It's our talk on KCRW. Well, it might appear simple with its rows of bricks and pieces of wood arranged on the floor and grids and patterns, but there is nothing simple about Carl Andre's work. Andre helped to define minimalist sculpture back in the 1960s, and there's a new retrospective of his art at MoCA, the Museum of Contemporary Art, right here in downtown Los Angeles, with a review. And sitting across from me is KCRW's art critic, Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp. And this is Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
Wooden blocks and rows of bricks. How can art involving these kinds of objects be at all interesting?
And can you imagine what it was like back in the mid-1960s when you went into a gallery and you walked on a grid of metal squares and someone told you that you were actually standing on top of the sculpture? But that's what you're meant to do with Carl Andre's work, and that's why it's so groundbreaking and amazing. And when you go to MoCA, you know, I saw the show in New York at a place called Dia in Beacon in the Hudson Valley of New York, and it looked fantastic there. But here it has a kind of compression and energy, and it was organized by Philippe Verne, who was then director of Dia and now is director of MoCA. So he's brought it here, and it has more compression and energy.
I love how you say groundbreaking, because it literally is on the ground. A lot of his work is right there on the floor.
Exactly. And we think of sculpture as being on a pedestal, something that's erect and three-dimensional. But no, this is something that is emphatically, you have to look down to see it.
Who is Carl Andre, and how did he get into this type of work? How did this work come about?
He's from Quincy, Massachusetts. He went to Phillips Academy in Andover, and actually, while he was there, he met some friends who also became artists, well-known, Frank Stella and Hollis Frampton. And Andre shared a studio with Frank Stella from 1958 to 1960 in New York. But then he needed to get a job, and he took a job working on the railroad in New Jersey, the Pennsylvania Rail Line, as a brakeman and a conductor. And for 4 years, that's what he did. And it really changed his thinking about the role of art. He read poetry, he wrote poetry. But when he went back to art, you can see those timbers and that metal from the railroad. All of that came to be a part of what he did. And also, he developed a much more sort of left-wing Marxist outlook. He took to wearing the denim overalls of the workers, something he's kept up with all of his life.
When you look at this right now, it seems like other minimalist art that we've talked about on this program, and we've talked minimalism before, but when Andre first started producing these sculptures, this was very different, as you say, from the art of that time.
Well, how do you make your own statement when you're working with such minimal elements? And he came up with a group of other artists who were redefining how we see, really, in that era. But he was really embraced by Europe, as were these other artists. And when he would go to do shows there, he would actually make the show from materials that he could find in Sweden or in the Netherlands or in Italy. He would go to a brickyard and get these blocks that he would arrange in the space. And then if nothing sold, he would just return the bricks to the brickyard. So this idea of making a sculpture specific to a space with these kind of industrial materials, that's a very radical idea for its time.
The message is minimalism in this, right? In these patterns, and let's make it as simple as possible. But there are other messages in his artwork as well. Tell me about that.
Well, one part of this show that's very strong has what's called archival material. There are postcards and mail art to critics and dealers, and they're very humorous. He did a long series of forgeries of Dada sculptures, and they give you a sense of his kind of poetic approach to this work, too. It's not as intellectually chilly as one might think in the abstract. Another thing is that this was a very hard show to bring together for a number of reasons. And Philippe Verne deserves credit for staying the course. It took him almost a decade to really get not only the show organized, but find other museums willing to take the show. The show's been to Europe. It's been very successful. And it's a great moment for MoCA to have this really major exhibition. And the show is at the Geffen Contemporary, the big warehouse space in downtown Los Angeles. It's up till the end of July, so you have plenty of time. Something to do over the holiday weekend.
All right. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter,